can be resolved. Right, Red News Podcast 43, and it's literally minutes. Go on, you hold it. Before the game. Now, this is what it's all about. I'm with Nick.
Yeah, if you can't get excited about tonight, football's not for you.
Even with the team.
Doesn't matter.
I'm just...
Doesn't matter.
Andy's picked the team from Paris, is
yeah.
he not?
Yeah,
so that's good,
bit,
that's
yeah.
reward.
Yeah.
Do they
that's
not
what you want,
it?
Isn't it? Yeah, it does, because it gives you an incentive to play and try better, doesn't it?
The atmosphere's not been right.
Not what you expected.
Imagine 1984.
I know, yeah.
Totally hopefully inside. It's just been a bit strange, but maybe because everyone's got in early. I thought
hopefully it's going to be building up the atmosphere.
I
mean, down underneath, can't you?
Just
outside the gates and stuff.
Hey, mate, that's three. That's all right, cheers, mate.
Not really seeing that many, no, I agree, not that many.
2,000 travelling, but it doesn't, you know. Right, we're just full of positivity. We might get absolutely kicked
giddy.
In the bollocks. Yeah, but
we've got to be giddy. You can't get excited tonight, Barney, football's not for you, it's that simple.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be, I'm not meant to be in there, kids, so this, the game in a point.
Great news. Well, there you go.
It was worse, couldn't it?
Come on. Red news. See, we do it. There's people going. Someone's optimism was, we'll win 3-1. I do see them scoring.
Yeah, just the one.
But just all of it. How are we doing? You right? Nice one, mate. Cheers.
Confident?
As long as you're still in it next week, can't
that's what take anything to be in it. I mean, it's a chance. See you later.
A bit tight. I think if they score twice, I think that'd be difficult for next week. But at the moment, I'm just
well, Pogba's got to turn up.
26-1 put on from Scoreheader.
Right.
Anytime.
See you later,
turn, is it?
See ya.
Not bad outside,
just turn up. Just turn up. He's got to. Yoza's a performance. This is what his stage. They keep saying world class. We'll be world class.
Well, if he keeps saying that he's good enough for Real Madrid and that and he wants his move there, then.
And please don't Fred give the ball away within a minute to Messi and then it's
1-0. You know, the only early goal and it could be absolutely anything.
There's some days, the sun, the weather, it's April, it's European Cup, it's a quarter final against Barcelona. I'd never have said we'd wait 11 years to play. And whatever I'm going to try and not be doom ridden after the game. I'm just going to go, this is good education for the kids. Fucking come on. We could be playing Wigan. We played Wigan a few years back on a Wednesday night. This is what it's all about. Right, we've got 2 minutes and then we're going in. Come on.
Something profound.
Yeah, profound, baby. Have you watched Our Planet?
No.
Two things from it. One, not that I'm a conspiracy, you know, wear tinfoil on my hat, but there's loads of circles on the moon. They can't be just random. So I thought maybe alien pods had landed there years ago.
Do you think that's where Phil Jones is from?
And the second thing is, if you look at the lights of the world, fuck me, the whole of England's lit up. Turn your lights off. Cost money, that. That was my two thoughts.
Maybe it's all them light shows at Spurs.
Right, so.
Score prediction?
I'm going 2-2.
2-2? Right, yeah. Okay.
I think it's got that just 94 feel.
Really go for it.
Yeah. Fucking go. But obviously, you know, I don't know how you handle Messi. Kick him off the
pitch. They don't seem to lose that many games, do they? So, you know, if we can go through by drawing both games, you'd say
yes,
that,
good. Right.
2-1.
On,
right, okay.
What, you?
I'm going to say 2-1 us. I feel like we should be positive. I know we were slightly negative about you on Friday, but...
Let's put our bags in and let's go in. See you later, lads. How we doing? How we doing? You're right, mate. Yes, good. Buzzing.
That's it. I like the everyone's
got. Come on, give me right quick podcast. Give me a prediction.
Right, we are gonna win.
What score?
I'm gonna say 2-1.
Right, take that, Heather.
Come on, Hev. Optimism.
1-0 United.
Right, come on. That's it. 5 minutes before. Come on, let's hit it.
Patagonia.
Right, so we've come to allow Barca, apologies, I know this sounds an ongoing thing, and I told, it's just me and Nick again, and I said, save all your thoughts, so don't mention the game, which was handy because we were on yet another fucking shit tram. I just lose track of my life with trams after games. I just don't trust the service. They're so sporadic. They never have enough for the people. And I just think, you know, it's just ridiculous. It does my fucking head in. So, right, well, that's... So, the game, your thoughts, Nick?
I thought we were all right. I mean, a bit worried a bit. I don't think we had a shot on target, which was a bit of a worry, but lack of creativity going forward. But I thought there were some really good performances in there. I thought Shaw was okay. But I thought Dallow put a good shift in down that side, and when he went off, I thought we were caught out three, maybe four times in there. And, you know, we didn't look like what we knew what we were doing when he went off, and we were kind of a bit out of shape, and Rashford moved outside, and, you know, everyone was kind of pointing at each other, looking a bit confused. But Pereira came on, showed up. We were all right. We weren't embarrassed. We weren't.
There were a lot of down faces after the game, but you think from our expectations and who we were playing and where we are. My thing is, it was a nearly game. You know, we lacked creativity. We lacked control. We lacked a clinical edge. But I am not disappointed about that. I can't. If you go 1-0 down to Barcelona, that side and where they are, and that our side where we are with the team we played, I feel proud is probably too strong a word, but I feel very positive about what we did today. Not our crossing was diabolical. We showed that we're not anywhere near that level. But again, we have played Juventus. You know, home we got a tonking. We were better today than we were against Juventus. We had a go, and for 65 minutes... We didn't take the game to Barcelona, but we held our own. And like Scott McTominay put in one of the best performances in Europe at home I've seen him, and that's a player that everyone had written off 2 months ago. So that is why maybe patience is something worth giving to the younger players. Dallow, I thought, was excellent. He grew into it. Yeah. Started shaky and nervous.
Do you know what? It was many respects from only a really bold team selection, wasn't it? We were saying it's nice reward from Paris from the performances that were there. But it's so great to see that they come in and they all took their opportunities. And I thought they were the best players. And to be honest, we probably looked like we played with 10 men for most of it with Lukaku on. Really, yeah. Because he looked like he was just well off the boil.
I'm holding him against the United, you know, truly great striker. But I said to you during the game, you know, Mark Hughes, if he was, I've said this before, but if he wasn't involved in a game in terms of getting the ball, and his ball control was a different, you know, but he would let the defender know. And if Lukaku, with that system we played to push them back, then if you are not getting the ball, you have to create something yourself. And he just doesn't do that. Now, he might think he did all right today, but it's...
He also thinks that he's good enough for Real Madrid and Barcelona, according to his agent. I don't know. I don't think you can sit there. I think
you need a striker to create a goal out of nothing. You know, that shit Suarez, he didn't get enough abuse in my eyes.
Did he?
Create something out of nothing. And I know it's a work, but you know, that's where we lack someone who can hold the ball. But Fred, you know, I was slagging him off for 20 minutes. He really grew into the game. So there were a lot of positives.
He was great at tracking back. His tackling was good. Made a couple of nice tackles on Messi as well. I thought there were some really good performances out there, really, didn't I?
Well, we contained Messi again.
Not necessarily too bad.
No, but we needed.
But we just
that's
needed,
why
we needed that clinical edge. Like I say, it felt like you were playing with 10 men. And if you play with, like, the way we started against PSG, you know, at home, you had Lingard who was pressing, you know, and it's like that's kind of what it was just missing, really, tonight for a complete team performance. And if you're going to beat Barcelona,
yeah,
a nearly game.
But in terms of people predicting cricket scores, I don't think we can leave that ground where we are right now and think you can't slate them, you know. And you know, from the Wolves' performance, that was they gave.
They never stopped running, did they? Even Pogba was doing a bit of chasing.
Yeah, but even this is my, am I being unfair on him? But
you're world class. You want the, and maybe I'm being very unfair on him, but it looked like to me, I don't know if anyone else saw it, but 10 minutes to go, he sort of told Ollie, I'm moving my own position. And if that's the case,
that's
then I'm sorry.
Well, that's if some maybe I'm.
So this is his stage.
Like, I don't know where I'm going.
This is his stage, yeah, against his level. And he's done okay again, okay?
We're not sitting there and talking about it like the disaster against Wolves away last week. It's not to that extent.
I mean, when do we get to see...
He did do some good stuff in there. And I think
when do we get to see the ball-winning, match-winning...
I think you can only see that with Paul Pogba when he's pushing forward. And he's so deep, and tonight you had McTominay that was doing that advancing role. And in the first half, he spent...
forward today, but when he loses the ball, he doesn't. I'm being unfair that I'm now speculating about a future without him. That I.
You're going to be unfair on him. He's the most expensive player we've ever bought. You should be. You know, that's the thing. You kind of, when you get that price tag, you have that expectation. You should be. I don't think we were that bad. I thought Ole had some interesting tactics. Watched a bit of the game against Atletico Madrid at the weekend, and it was a bit similar in the way that Atletico defended as well. So you can see from going over there that it's made a bit of a difference. But I don't understand how you can be disappointed. The tie's still in the balance. Barcelona don't travel particularly well in Europe. They were very poor when they played Lyon in the last round. They drew 0-0, but they went and smashed them at home. I think that you talk when you say about the cricket scores before, that's probably something that you might maybe expect at the new cup. I don't know, but you need to make sure that everyone's on form. I wonder if you'll play Lukaku next week based on what he saw today. Would he play Lingard for someone who's going to do
no, because we've got a counter attack. It's a very rare team that will go to the new camp and get anything, but we are still by a fucking Chris Smalling lock of his hair in this tie.
Yeah.
And people said he didn't play well, but I thought he did alright. It's all in the eye of the beholder, isn't it?
I think the concern for us is, you've seen the repeat in all these European games, is that we're still lacking this kind of collection. I said on Friday we still always go one goal at home in the Champions League. I know we keep going back
to that's...
and that is a negative, and I'm trying not to be too negative, but when you played Juventus at home, you played PSG at home, play Barcelona at home now, and they're three of the best teams in Europe, and we're not scoring against them.
It's but I thought Rashford started very well. I know, we've got to score.
We've got to have shots
on targets.
That's the thing, and it's like, is it Lukaku that guy to do that for us at the moment? And I'm not convinced he is when you step up. You see his record against the top six. You see his record against these big teams in Europe. And it's like, is he good enough? Should we be letting him go in the summer? Yeah. Should he be the one that we really be focused on, thinking that's who we should be replacing? The problem is with strikers, there's not really anyone out there that is a glaringly obvious choice, really.
No, but you've got to... Yeah, but if you have that attitude, you know, there's not defenders out there, there's not strikers. They are.
They are out there. Strikers is the hard one to find somebody who's reliable to put the ball in there for 20 goals in the league a season.
Well, Lukaku can do that. So that maybe we're being unfair on him, but he just...
Yeah, but doesn't do it against the top six, though.
No.
What's his record against the top six? It's poor for Everton. It's not been great for us. It's like, you can say, yeah, he's asked to do different things, but not tonight. He's in that forward role.
No, but we've been having this conversation about him now since... at the start of the season, really. He scored, and then he had a little purple patch, but you didn't see that, you know, with the Paris. He helped us as much as anyone in Paris,
and his
reaction, but there was none of that. He looked slow again today, and it'd be interesting how he, Ashley Young has had a terrible few games, terrible. Not just his crossing, but he looks, I don't know, yeah.
Off the boil.
Yeah, to put it mildly.
I don't know what's going on with him there. I mean, the thing is with Ashley Young, one of his best attributes is his crossing. I think he's a great crosser of the ball. As much as he's bad at a lot of things, he's very good at crossing it. He's got a great delivery. And we just didn't see any of that tonight. The ball
didn't match the time he said about corners.
It was just very bizarre, wasn't it, that?
Nathan was on good form with us anyway. Shouting out abuse at Messi. What has he called him?
I'm not allowed to say it, am I?
No, not the other bit.
I'm not allowed to say that.
No, right? Mentioning it.
Inquire within if you want to know more about that. I don't know, what did you call him?
Like
you call him a Mitchell?
No, you ugly little twat, I think it was, or really.
can't remember what. I can only think of the other thing that he called him, and that's all that's got in my head.
But they had their dark fucking arts. I mean, I was, you know, when they hammered us at Wembley, and it was a hammering apart from Rooney's great goal, and they were still being shithouses. You don't need to do it. They're just so pre-programmed, they'll have to try and get a player sent off or fuck. I hate Busquets. And I know you said if he played for us, but he is an absolute.
If he played for us, you would like him because he's your shitbag. But the thing is, I mean, yeah, we carried him up, didn't he? Like, he could have been sent off in the first. That tackle on McTominay at the start was...
But I thought the ref was...
was borderline assault. And then the one he got a yellow card for straight after, and then he took Pogba out in the middle, which I need to see that again to see if he got the ball or not. But there's three fouls in there that the referee gave on him. And two of them were blatant cards, blatant yellow cards. And I just think...
I enjoyed tonight, you said that. I did enjoy it. Well, like, when you've got... It's not, as I said, but it's not... You know, these are what it's all about. Whether you win or lose.
I enjoyed it when Juventus came and we got beat 1-0.
No, I hated that.
Because it's European football is great. You want to see the greats play.
Yeah, but that was almost embarrassing.
But not about the manner of performance or anything. Not about, you want to see the great players play at Old Trafford. Everyone agrees on that. And, you know, when PSG come and you see them...
Yeah, I'd rather Messi were injured. Not that, you know.
I'd rather have beaten PSG with Neymar in the team than without him in the team. We all agree on that. And it's like, you want the best players to play at Old Trafford. And to see Mbappe, to see Ronaldo, to see Messi in the same season at Old Trafford.
And we've handled...
It's fantastic. That
every
should be a
one
positive.
Of them well.
Yeah.
So this is the defence that we've slated. But we have...
Ronaldo scored a wonderful goal in Turin, which was great.
Yeah.
Mbappe scored an unbelievable finish in a great run, an unbelievable pace, which no one's that quick to keep up with him. Ability-wise, maybe we might have got there with him, but... I don't know. I do think we've done it. We did a decent job on Messi tonight. I thought Tomney won some tackles, Fred won some tackles, Shaw tackled him, Lindelof tackled him, Smalling tackled him.
I thought Lindelof did
all
right.
Pitching him around him.
You sort of see there's part of me thinks, like, you know, fuck everyone who wants to leave us, reboot, and then part of me sees little seeds that you think, you know, like, I was thinking this during the second half. If you'd asked the side after Borough when Keane did his MUTV run, they would have said, this is no way good for us. But it was. And there were little seeds of development throughout that period, like the 2004 semi-final against Arsenal, which build up to 3 or 4 years later when you're in a final. Now, I'm not getting ahead of myself, but all I'm saying is there's several players... you want to see how they'll get on over time with the right backing. But there's so many question marks over so many players. You can't sort... You hope Ollie's totally aware of how he can do this. Do you know what I mean? Am I making sense?
Yeah. What players would you refer to?
Well, there's huge question marks over De Gea out of his own inclination. They might keep him for a year.
Tonight.
Yeah, I love him. I've never won. I only want him to go for him to win the things that he deserves to win. He's the one player I'd say with good grace. Pogba, I try and
similar
love him.
Similar thoughts to what Ronaldo did.
But I keep saying, Pogba, when we have the Pogba debate, it's not on what we know he can do, it's but what we actually see he can do. We don't see it enough. So, but I don't know. It's that compass point on... I'm all right about tonight. It's how we, you know, we've got to respond on Saturday and think, now who's in this? Who's in this for the long haul? Rashford, hopefully. Delot. McTominay. Totally surprised him. Magnificent. But the way he was doing what Fred did, he could win a ball in the air, but also give it to the next man. It's not like fucking random heading it.
That turn on Vidal where he put him on his arse in the box was just fantastic. He was unbelievable
against
tonight.
A very, you know, you're talking.
He's up against some of the best players in the world right now, and he just didn't look out of place at all. Really,
and say that to any of us 2 months ago. So sometimes we do. Sometimes we can see it. I mean, like I say I fucking loved Lukaku, but again, I probably loved what I thought he'd bring. The reality when you see him, he's not winning balls in the air.
He is lazy. I've got an Everton fan at work. I said this a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he's very lazy. He does no chasing down off the ball. His
that's
runs
what
look tired.
And when you just let the defender know, I am fucking here, and even if I don't, and it, you know, I'd give. you want to win, you just want to win, but you cannot. At 1-0, I thought this could end up a tonking, and we can come out of that with some pride.
What was your thoughts on the bar goal?
I don't like it, but we have seen it. It is. As soon as the ref told De Gea to stop, you know, don't kick out, I knew that they were going to refer it. I just had a bad feeling, and it was done quicker than it has been done. Yeah. But it's just not.
It ruins football. It's fine. Do you know what? It's fine in other sports where it's like tennis.
But tell that to Barcelona fans. They won't give a shit if they celebrate it twice.
We didn't care about the penalty in Paris.
But I just think
it is a load of crap, isn't it?
It's the spontaneity and the romance. But they're arguing is that it's 2 minutes now, you know, whereas it was longer and longer. I don't know. That's the least of our. We didn't lose because of VAR. We didn't lose because of the ref.
We lost because we didn't take any chances. We really have enough shots.
No.
All the way. Yeah, I know.
But I'm trying to state that I felt our response was better than I thought it would be. And maybe that's my low expectations, where we are right now. But I thought, fuck me.
How did we
didn't ever make them worry. That, of course, we didn't. Barcelona weren't ever worried. There wasn't a moment that they would have gone, shit, we're in trouble here, lads. But they would have probably thought that was a bit of a harder
game than what they were expecting.
Yeah.
But I don't think they probably would have underestimated.
Yeah, they come out with all that shit. But anyway, right. Final thoughts. To John, a lad who's on Twitter, did his 1,100th consecutive home game tonight. Now, how the fuck? That's incredible. So fair play, John. He didn't want to. I wanted to get him on here, but he doesn't want to give it the big one. But that is fucking incredible. Jesus. I get tired just thinking about that. So fair play. Then thanks to everyone who bought the mag again. We sold 100 tonight. We're blown away by that. Really, on a second day. Thanks for the feedback to this.
I know the sound's not great, but we're working on it.
Yeah. I don't know how we are. We're just taking a punt. But overall, we live to fight another day and hope. Going next week. Sort out Nick a ticket and Nathan, anyone.
If anyone can help us out with a ticket.
He'll do anything.
Literally.
It's living legal
literally,
week.
Probably literally anything.
And we might I'll do one anything. On Saturday, but if we do it, then you've got to do your own podcast after the final whistle in Barcelona, just screaming non-stop in their end, thrown off.
It'll be a high pitch
the top
scream.
Tier, like that pig's head at Figo.
And do you know what? I'll be all right with that if we go through.
Who's your last mate? No, because Nathan's positivity is we'll be facing the Scousers in the semi to stop them.
We can't really help.
And Shane's hotels in Madrid are still on.
We won away. We've got to beat at home to PSG. We won away. We've got to beat at home to Barcelona.
What a fucking magical note to end on. Night, everyone.